Yoga Nidra is an extreme relaxation of conscious, deep sleep. In the guided practices that follow, there is first a complete body relaxation, then a subtler 61 points exercise, followed by an ascending breath practice, which together lead to the Yoga Nidra experience itself. The CD has 5 tracks. This first track is an introduction to Yoga Nidra. For the guided Yoga Nidra practice itself, start your player on the 2nd track and allow it to play through the end of the 5th track. Together, these 4 form a complete practice of Yoga Nidra. The individual tracks of the CD may also be used alone, as separate practices. For example, the body survey and the 61 points practices are extremely relaxing when done alone. Yoga Nidra means yogic sleep. It is a state of conscious, deep sleep. In meditation, one remains in the waking state of consciousness and gently focuses the mind, while allowing thought patterns, emotions, sensations, and images to arise and go on. However, in Yoga Nidra, one leaves the waking state of consciousness, goes to the deep sleep state, and yet remains fully awake and alert. There is a paradox in this. Going to deep sleep, yet remaining awake, can seem impossible. Yet, this is exactly what happens in Yoga Nidra. In this state of Yoga Nidra, one is extremely relaxed at all levels. Senses, body, breath, conscious, and unconscious mind. The mind is actually more relaxed in Yoga Nidra than in typical deep sleep. There is a reverie state between the waking state and the dreaming sleep state, which all of us have experienced. At the physiological level, this reverie is said to have a brainwave frequency called alpha. However, Yoga Nidra is even deeper than this alpha reverie, since one enters the deep sleep state, which is beyond or more subtle. During Yoga Nidra, the brainwave frequency is at the delta frequency, which is much slower, and is the frequency of deep sleep. In the waking state, one's mind is normally active, even if in a relaxed way. In the dreaming state of sleep, one's mind is still very active. However, in the deep sleep state, the activity of the mind recedes back into the silent place from which the thought patterns arose, where memories are stored. In deep sleep, the senses and the lower mind, the sensory motor mind, also recede back into that silent place. While Yoga Nidra is very relaxing, it is also an extremely useful state for spiritual practices. The yogis use this state to examine their thought patterns in their latent, non-active form. This level of consciousness is the place where thoughts, emotions, images, and sensations go when they recede from their actions in the waking and dreaming states. These formless forms, or deep habit patterns, are called samskaras, which are the driving force of actions, or karma. Thus, Yoga Nidra is a tool for examining, attenuating, and eventually eliminating those habit patterns, or samskaras, which are not useful. Habitual negative actions normally arising from these deep impressions can thus be reduced and eliminated through the practice of Yoga Nidra. In Yoga Nidra, one touches the doorway to that awareness which is beyond all of the activities of the mind. In the beginning, you may or may not reach the state of Yoga Nidra itself. It does not matter. The deeper experience of Yoga Nidra may come soon or it may come later, but it will come with practice. In any case, you will definitely find Yoga Nidra to be a very relaxing part of your life. It has been said of Yoga Nidra that when one's whole life becomes one of meditation, Yoga Nidra comes naturally. The nature of sleep begins to change. It becomes more conscious when one wants it to be so. Also, when one chooses to go to sleep, it is then easier to quickly go into a very deep sleep state. Yoga Nidra is a state of consciousness. It is not the practices which lead up to that state. There are many methods which can lead one to the doorway of Yoga Nidra, but the methods themselves are not Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra itself is a state of consciousness. The guided practices that follow will gently lead your attention inward, allowing the activity of the mind to still along the way, while going ever deeper towards that state of conscious, deep sleep. You will systematically explore your physical body, then move through 61 specific points within the body, and then practice ascending breath awareness along the body and spine. Then your attention will come to the space between the eyebrows, the seat of waking consciousness. Then to the space at the throat, the creative center of dreaming consciousness. Finally, your attention will come to the space between the breasts, the heart center, the space where attention rests during deep sleep. Then you will be invited to go deep into the stillness and silence with your attention in that space between the breasts. You will be invited to empty, 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 completely letting go of any words, thoughts, images, impressions, or pictures in the mind. Completely empty. It is this emptying which takes you to Yoga Nidra, to conscious deep sleep. You focus your attention in the space between the breasts and go deep, deep into Yoga Nidra. Then there will be a period of complete silence, 10 minutes, during which there will be no voice. You remain in deep stillness and silence. At the end of the Yoga Nidra, the voice will return, and you will systematically return outward, through the levels of mind, breath, and body, bringing the deep stillness and silence with you. Meditation and Yoga Nidra are separate but companion practices. In meditation, you remain in the waking state, allowing the thoughts, images, and impressions to come forward, while you remain undisturbed, unaffected, and uninvolved. In Yoga Nidra, you leave the waking state, go to the deep sleep state, yet remain awake in a state free from pictures, words, images, and sensations. It is very useful to do both practices, meditation and Yoga Nidra. May your meditation and Yoga Nidra practices bring you peace, happiness, and bliss.